This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the best day of the week. It's Riley Friday. Riley Davis is in the house. I'm excited for this episode, boys. It should be a very fun one, and I'm completely in the dark on what we're doing topics-wise. I like when that happens. Riley, how are you? And how are your high ceilings?
I'm great. Well, we'll start off. The high ceilings are always great. I did tease this, but hopefully at some point this summer, you will see me with a new permanent backdrop that'll hopefully get the people excited who tune in on YouTube. So the high ceilings days are numbers. I'll leave it at that. How I'm doing personally, though, Gregory, I'd be doing a lot better if I got a little inclusion in some of this backdrop artwork. I don't like that Carter and you have all these Photoshops together that have been blown up. Like, would it kill you to pick a trio and get, you know, maybe all three of us on one somewhere?
Here's the actual true response for you, Riley. It's really hard to find basketball-related trios that include two white guys. It's really difficult. We did get you. I got you photoshopped on Cormac Ryan, but that was solo.
Yeah, that one.
I can't be Paxson Wojcik in that scenario. It wouldn't work.
No, there's some photo out there, and I know who it's a photo of. Probably like Marcus Paige, Luke May, and Andrew Playtech out there, and that it's waiting for us.
We got to find it.
Gotta just find it.
If you guys find it, we can make it happen.
I think I made this joke like probably 2 years ago because I'm 1/4 Puerto Rican. You can see it a little bit more in the summer after I get back from the beach. My complexion's a little more tan, but maybe there's a world. Is there a photo out there of like Andre Curbelo, Luke Goody, and Coleman all at Illinois? Because that might be our best bet.
That would be really good.
You being Curbelo's insane. I'm 1/4 Puerto Rican. We can find Curbelo, all right.
Yeah, we're going to have to try that now just to see what it looks like. Cartel, how are you today? How are vibes?
Vibes are they're solid. I mean, I don't know if they're ever bad on Riley Fridays, but I will say this. I think vibes could be like a tad bit better. I'm like an 8 out of 10.
Okay. You got a good looking smoothie.
See, that's just it's a coffee. I don't know why it's so frothy. Should I be like concerned?
Oh man, I thought you were coming in strong with like a protein shake with some greens mixed in or something.
No, this is an iced coffee. This is pure caffeine, brother. I just need it in my veins.
It's definitely frothier than normal, which I don't know what to do with, but hey, persevere. All right. Anything I can do to make your day go from an 8 out of 10 to at least like an 8.5 out of 10?
Can you let me make a joke about you?
Yeah.
If a human being was shaped frothy, I think there'd be a picture of you.
Really good. Honestly, I like that. Good work. Are you up to an 8.5 yet?
I might be to a 9. That was real. That did it.
Okay, good. I'm really glad. I was going to try and make a joke about how you being up to a 9 corresponds to something, but I feel like that's actually just way too small of a size for anything you would wear. So,
yeah, probably.
Okay, let's get to our YouTube comment of the day. Where do you want to go today, Cart?
Ooh, let's see here. I'm going to do a specialty for Friday. I'm going to do a double feature. Let me do the first one for you just because I need answers on this. This comes from Aiden Tree. I don't know how much Blue Mountain State you guys have watched, but Greg has so much Alex Moran to him. It's amazing. I haven't noticed it until now. Not the attitude or the actions, but the look, mannerisms, and the voice. I don't think I've ever watched Blue Mountain State in full, and I don't know who Alex Moran is. Greg, does this make sense?
I have not seen Blue Mountain State. I think my wife watched it, so I might have to consult with her. I am a little concerned that you had to use the qualifier immediately of like not the attitude. That makes me feel like this is probably a pretty harsh insult, but I don't know. I'm open to it. I'm open to this comparison, Riley. Have you seen Blue Mountain State?
I watched an episode or two in high school. I can't remember any of the characters' names. I just know it was in like the heyday of Spike TV.
great TV channel. But this is a double feature, and the next one comes from Discord member Jeff Parks. Actually, and Jeff Parks says,
"Wait, ex Discord member, I believe, right?"
I can't really keep up whether he goes in and out these days. He might be out. He says the kid touching bit is fully offensive and not even slightly funny or entertaining. Please stop.
Couple quick thoughts for me. The bit is definitely grating at this point. It was that way before it came up organically yesterday. We are not setting out to do that bit anymore in these episodes. It just happens sometimes. Thank you to Jeff, who has always and will forever be our go-to person to inform us what to do comedically and entertainment value-wise. He is always the premier voice on that. He's the only person who's left our Discord community twice, but still comments, hate comments daily on the YouTube channel. That's extremely impressive. Cardiff, it's okay with you. Would you be so kind as to allow me to enter a rap battle with Jeff Parks?
I'm disgusted. You think you have to ask me for permission to do so?
I mean, I feel like, well, can you read that comment one more time? Like, I feel like I'm getting like Papa Doc'd right now, and I'm just like sitting there stone faced.
I can certainly reread it for you. The kid touching bit is fully offensive and not even slightly funny or entertaining. Please stop.
Not even slightly funny or entertaining.
Please stop. I did say please.
Dear Jeffrey, I know the weight of all of our jokes is feeling so hefty. I know you go to sleep thinking, why won't sleepers accept me? You're probably thinking, damn, they love everybody except me. Well, now we're getting testy. Always in the comments talking, get off my lawn. You're so old, you probably get up at dawn. You're so old, you call a bathroom a John. You're so old, you probably hate on LeBron. Because back in your day, the players were strong. Well, here's some news for you, Jeff. We don't care what you think. We didn't care the first time you left the Discord for weeks. We didn't care when you rejoined and tried to play make-believe, or when you left again days later because you're mentally weak. Now, Jeff, let me hit you with truth. You go to dinner and you probably hate the waiter because you hated your food. At home, you probably hate your neighbor because they're noisy and rude. Maybe the common thread in all of this is actually you.
Real rap, real bars. That's the chat.
You want to see a dead body?
We will await your response tomorrow, Jeffrey. All right. Should we just go straight to the show now? Riley, any comments, any additional thoughts?
Sleepers Media, we have said multiple times we are not a math pod, but we are an Inspire the Kids pod. That's all I'm going to say on the matter.
Hey, we do our 100% an Inspire the Kid podcast. Do you think Jeff Parks knew Paul Revere personally?
Listen, how dare we try to touch the hearts of the youth of America? Like, how dare we? You know? Right.
Is it somewhat jealousy? Do I need to speak to the old people often? I can inspire the old.
Dude, the photos, okay, I'll give it a more positive spin. The photos of Carter at the assembly at Detroit Country Day were fire.
Inspiring the youth, man.
Yes, truly. I loved it. That truly did warm my heart.
Can we move on before I do the bit again? Like, I'm so tempted to do the bit.
Yes, please. I'll get to the Discord now.
Okay. Join the Discord or don't join the Discord. We would prefer, out of those two options, our preference would be that you join the Discord. The nice thing about joining the Discord is that you could always leave the Discord and then rejoin the Discord and then leave the Discord again, and then just leave hate comments on our YouTube. There's a precedent for that. So no hard feelings if that happens. You'll probably even get us to talk about you on the show if that happens. Join the Discord. It's $9.99 a month, and it is the one and only way to support the show. I actually do want to give a serious shout-out real quick. There's a Discord member that I was messaging yesterday. Let me make sure I get the name right here. This is on me for being unprepared. This was Relentless MT, who's been in the Discord for a while now, and messaged me, basically just said, hey, wanted to just give you a heads up, have to drop the subscription for a few months. have some stuff that I'm working on. Doesn't make sense. Hoping to join again in the future. Applause to you, Relentless. Appreciate you giving me a heads up on that, because we fully support. If you got to come in and out, if you have stuff you need to attend to that makes it not make sense to be interacting in the Sleepers Discord every single day, and it's not worth $10 that month, by all means, go in and out. We have no issue with that. A lot of people have done that. The number one way to support the show will always be that. So anyone who does find it worth it, we appreciate it. And I do think there's a lot of fun stuff still going on in there. We're probably overdue for another little contest with a prize. And we're setting up a college football dynasty right now, by the way. So we're going to do a little online gaming soon with like 30 people already on the list for that. So join it if you want. Passionate sports loving community. And it goes directly to us to support this show. Link is in the description. To the comments. Guy says, daily high major comment to prove my sanity. We're up to day 27 of this. I think Florida should be back in the top half, in the back half of the top 10, or we're definitely top 15 at the absolute lowest. What's not to like about this roster? Walter Clayton's back. Elijah Martin's a great pickup. And then there's more depth pieces he likes as well. I'm going to stop the comment there, executive decision, because there's like five more sentences about this. Carter, you like Florida, though, on paper.
I like him a lot. Walter Clayton coming back is really, really good for Todd Golden. He was really good last season, but like he got really special towards that back half of like SEC play, and he was even special in that game against Colorado in the tournament that they lost. I think he could be one of the better guards in the country next season, and then like getting other guys back like Will Richard, hopefully guys like, is it Hangleton? I don't want to mispronounce his last name.
Hanlogton.
Yeah, he's out for the year, though.
He's going to be out for the year for sure. Okay, but, you know, I like what I saw from Condon as well. Like, I think he can be good. I am in on Florida. I'm more so probably, like, in that 15 range than the top 10 range. But I like that pickup, like Elijah Martin. I'm going to kick it to y'all to let my dog out because he is freaking out right now. I know y'all can't hear it, but I can't hear myself think.
Nice. Riley, any Florida thoughts quickly?
Top 15, 16, 17 team, somewhere in that range. Watch the State of the Program video that me and Brian Ralph did on it.
Heck yeah. Riley and Ralph have been doing a great job. The four of us kind of tag team in all these. About halfway through the entire series right now. So keep watching those. They're doing pretty well for us. Coop says, we're never going to see eye to eye on this Indiana hype. I guess we'll just have to wait until the season for you to finally admit to me that you were wrong, Gregorito. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, absolutely, with Indiana last season, had a pretty good pulse on them. Correctly called that they would stink and miss the tournament in the offseason. I think most of the people that I hear screaming about Indiana being overrated are Purdue fans. I not saying it's a bad thing. You should always like hate your rival in various forms. But like on a national level, Indiana's not even considered a top 10 team. So I have a hard time believing they're actually like truly overrated. If you're just addressing my hype specifically, I have Indiana ninth nationally. I don't think that's a crazy leap for a team that has really, really high level talent. But Riley, how crazy am I to believe in Indiana next season?
I don't know if I'd have them top 10. I've been working on my top 25 as the rosters are coming more into shape. I think I'll probably have them either like 11 or 12th. Then again, we're talking one or two spots outside of the top 10. So I'm a little bit lower on them than you. I'm probably higher on Kane and Carlisle than Miles Rice even. So I know Carter said this before, but buy stock in the high-end talent that goes to Stanford, wastes away in Stanford, and then gets out. Like Kane and Carlisle was a problem at the prep school level. And I just think he's a really dynamic playmaker and can shoot way better than he showed his first year at Stanford.
Yeah. The nicest thing
always got to give Stanford players one more chance to play outside of Stanford before we make a final decision.
The nicest thing for Indiana, though, which is why I'm so high on them, is at every position, they don't even need like one guy to do well. They have two options. Like,
yeah,
either Carlisle or Rice is going to be really good. Either Balo or Renew is going to be really good. They're probably both going to be really good if they just are what they were last season. Either Bryson Tucker or Mackenzie Mbako or Luke Goody needs to make shots. There you go. You have a great team. Like, I don't really get what there is to be skeptical on.
If you told me like a year and a half, 2 years ago, you'd get 2 years of Mackenzie Mbako, like you'd buy stock in that team for their upside 10 out of 10. Like, I know he sort of tanked toward the end of his high school career, but he was still a top 10 kid coming out of high school. And yeah, just the thought, like, I mean, he was in the conversation for being the number one kid in his class, like a future number one pick 2 years ago. And you don't, I know he may have faltered some, but like, he was really good down the stretch of last year. I always love teams that have those second year five-star kids. So I don't think you're really out of line at all, Greg, even if I'm a little bit lower on the Hoosiers.
I appreciate that. Yeah, just for good measure here, Mackenzie Mbako, let me find where I want to go back to. Let's go back like a little over a month here. Mackenzie Mbako from February 18th to March 15th. So basically the final month of the season. 16 points a game, 35% from three. Like, that's a totally different guy than he was at the beginning of the season. If he just does that this year, he's awesome. Ulamog says, last year there was a professional chess player accused of cheating by using vibrating anal beads to communicate. Since both of you are pro-cheating, would you personally use vibrating anal beads to cheat and win in the college football playoff or to win the World Series? What I love about this comment is that Ulamog left it. We're recording this actually on Wednesday. That little sneak peek for everyone. We're recording this right now on Wednesday, 2 days before Riley Friday. So Ulamog left this for me and Carter. I don't think Ulamog would ever put this comment on a day that Riley Davis would be on the show. So, Riley, are you pro cheating or pro anal beads?
I'm anti both.
As am I. I must say, as am I.
You're pro cheating.
I mean, are we talking about like stealing plays? Are we talking about like Connor Stallions level?
We just talked about this yesterday. Yeah, like cheat to win.
I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah, you just have to win. Like Michigan did it and won a natty. So like, there's no complaining about that. People think Manchester City did and won a championship. So it's okay. As long as you get to the pinnacle, then you're good to go.
Yeah, cheating is a means to an end. As it's all about the end result. Like, by the way, to be clear, not pro cheating in life in all things, but in sports, the end result of cheating is usually good. In life, the end result of cheating is usually bad. That's where the disconnect would be for me.
But I'm loosely pro cheating in sports. I'm kind of with you on that, but you got to win if you cheat. I think one of the funniest cheating scandals of the past decade was when Jeremy Pruitt was giving Tennessee football players McDonald's bags full of cash and just to like win five games a year and get curb stomped by your biggest rivals.
Hey, real basketball. I mean, no, real, that's real sports right there. That's real football. I love that.
Is it out of line for me to twist this question into what players in college basketball history do we think are most likely to have used vibrating anal beads to win a championship?
I mean, that's an insane question to ask. With that said, you know what? I don't. Those 18 Villanova teams were really, really good, but there's somebody on that team that like a glue guy that definitely dabbled.
All right. Okay. Let's move on. Sorry, Jeff Parks. I know that was horrifying to you to have to listen through. Guy says, I've been having headaches pretty consistently every afternoon for like 3 weeks now. What are your best non-medicinal headache remedies that aren't ginger ale? I've had so much ginger ale recently, I can't tell whether I'm consuming the ginger ale or it's consuming me. Riley, I feel like this is up your alley.
I mean, I just take a couple Tylenols and keep it moving. I know that's medicinal, but it's like, come on, guy. Like, just use some over-the-counter drugs.
Also, ginger ale is not good for headaches. You have a ginger ale if you have, like, a cold or something. Like, if you have a headache, honestly, sugar is not going to do good for the headache. So don't do ginger ale. My two suggestions to you are, one, just be mentally stronger. Like, just get over the headache. Like, I mean, you're young, so you have time, but at a certain time, a certain age, it's like, look at you just having a headache. Just stop having one. And then two, go with peppermint oil. Put peppermint oil on your temples, and that'll do wonders.
Those two sentences back to back are hilarious to me. Just get over it. You don't have a headache, followed by peppermint oil on your temples.
Well, that's what my wife does.
Let me interject and say
peppermint oil on the temples.
Pyramid scheme Cart would be special. Like, if Cart got into an essential oil side hustle,
Facts. Big facts.
Yeah, big facts. Okay, boom, fizzle. Candy stripes are not cool at all, regardless of color combinations. Where do we stand on candy stripes, boys?
I love candy stripes.
Mm-hmm. I, too, love candy stripes in lockstep with Carl, as usual.
And I think they work in every color, too. I think every team should have a candy stripe pants.
Like, candy stripe green and white would be fire.
So would like Carolina, just like baby blue and white. That would be elite.
Yeah, Tennessee does orange and white. They look great. I have yet to see a collegiate team wear striped pants in warmups that don't look great. I will say, like, I would draw the line at, like, youth basketball. Like, I coached youth basketball and high school ball. And actually, 1 year, my high school team had black and baby blue striped pants for warmups. And they did look pretty good. But there were multiple games where we, like, went on the road and played another team with striped pants. And I was like, this is too many stripes. Like, my team's, like, 6-10 right now. We probably shouldn't wear striped pants. Colleges, I think, is pretty much cool across the board. Dreadhead Dev Royal to King says cardio cups would fit in Tibbs' system. Is that a good system fit, Cart?
Yeah. Any player that wants to get maximum cardio plan for Tibbs is the way to go.
Dylan Terpstra says Jeremiah Fears is special. We just did a brief video this morning on some open gym footage that was released of Illinois players along with Jeremy Fears. And that was the takeaway, Cart. Jeremiah Fears is special.
Yeah. Yeah. No need to keep repeating that, but I probably will for the next foreseeable future. That dude's a pro.
Dreadhead Dev Royal to King says crack is so underrated. Riley, your thoughts?
I can't say a bad word about Dreadhead Dev Royal the King. He compared me to Ryan Gosling.
You got the Ryan Gosling cop?
Yeah, and Fall Guy. It made my day. Thank you, Dreadhead Dev Royal the King.
I can't even argue with that. I can kind of see that.
It's still my favorite name in the Discord, Dreadhead Dev Royal the King. Guy is back. He says, question for only Carter, not Greg. You can ask follow-ups, but I don't want to hear it. Is it weird that Greg is always the one pushing me for graphics and not you, Carter? Is he treating you with respect? Do you have any creative liberty?
I mean, that kind of aligns with how I operate. No, I don't think that means anything to me. I don't feel anything about that. Greg, are you disrespecting me? Like, are you trying?
No, I actually think I'm respecting you. My stance. My stance in this is you have full creative freedom at all times, obviously. Maybe twice in our 4-year existence have I ever texted you and been like, let's maybe not do this. And it's usually been tweeting something that is either violent or like beef seeking with people. But for the most part, I let you rock with that. The main reason it's me pushing Guy for things and not you is that you're a busy man and you are a career oriented man. And when you are done with sleepers for the day, you are done with sleepers for the day in my eyes. I don't want to be pestering you with needless graphic requests for Guy.
Yeah. Also, I'm not also like, I got to play my game. Like, you don't want to see me do things that aren't a part of my game. Mm-hmm. It won't end well. I'm one that's going to play my game no matter what, whether it's a win, a loss, bad or good. I'm going to play my game at my pace.
Agreed. Riley, do you feel you have creative freedom at Sleepers Media?
I do. I get to come up with 3 topics every week, and they can be as off the wall or as college basketball related as possible. Never forget last summer we talked about which Winter Olympic sports we would be good at.
That was fun.
It was really fun. iManer says, imagine you are the Saudi prince from my question the other day, and you run a school's NIL collective, build a 7-9-man rotation for your coach to win a title with. Greg equals Michigan, Dusty May. Carter equals Michigan State, Tom Izzo. I'm going to modify this question and say Riley equals North Carolina, Hubert Davis. Riley, we'll let you go first here. You are a Saudi prince who has unlimited money and has decided he's going to fund a college basketball team. What's your next step?
So wait, is this like starting from scratch or is this starting from guys in the portal?
I think you could probably interpret it however you want to. My assumption would be a Saudi prince would go straight to the portal with humongous offers.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, I'm probably going out and giving Jameer Watkins and Coleman Hawkins, and probably, let's see, what big would I go to pair those two with?
You got choices. You got money, bro.
I might go with Big Cliff. Nah, Big Cliff spurned UNC. I'm going to go with Umar Ballo. Give me my walking double-double.
Don't let pettiness get in the way of wins here.
I'm going to let some pettiness get in the way. I'm probably paying those two dudes a lot of as much money as they want, and then I'm hooking up RJ Davis with like a $5 million deal. And part of that is going to be incentive-based, where he fights the NCAA for a six-year after this season. I'm using my money and incentives like, hey, RJ, if you can get the NCAA to just remove their eligibility rules at all, like, let's get you in a med school program or a law school program where you're at Carolina for another 3 years and we just get a 7 year or 8 year RJ Davis career. Mm. And I'll pay you double whatever an NBA team would pay you.
I like that. I like that.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay. I'm gonna do my Saudi prince scenario here. First off, I'm giving Utah State's head coach $1 million, and I'm telling him he can only spend it on Michigan State bigs. So I'm hoping they'll get some attrition right there. Hopefully that entices Carson Cooper and Jackson Kohler. I'm then paying Xavier Booker more money and telling him he's playing the five. I am then going out with the rest of my funds and getting guards and wings. I'm getting Lanier. I'm getting AJ Storr. I'm getting Kadari Richmond. And I'm pairing them with Jeremy Fierce Jr. I'm running with that lineup. And then with the rest of the money, I'm upgrading the Brez.
Ooh, okay. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I'm renovating the Dean Dome for sure.
I want two under the basket, like VIP sections, where like you get endless Cane's chicken tenders and bottle service.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Love your answer. Love your answer as well, Riley. I think I'm taking a different approach. I'm a Saudi prince and I'm renovating Michigan with Dusty May. My first call is to Dusty May to tell him he's no longer employed. My second call is to Bill Self, and I'm basically like, Bill, here's $10 million to coach Michigan basketball. And I think Bill Self takes that offer because he's money motivated. If he's not, I move down the list until I get one of the three best coaches in college basketball. From there, I'm taking a different approach than you guys. Again, I'm a Saudi prince. I don't need to deal with like the Jameer Watkinses of the world, who are like the 13th best player that entered the portal. He's just available right now. No, not only do guys that are already in the portal maybe not be the best players in college basketball, but they also don't hurt my opponents because they already left my opponents. I am calling the best teams in college basketball and tampering with their best players immediately. I'm getting Hunter Dickinson a $9 million offer. I'm getting Jahni Broom a $7 million offer. I'm getting John L. Davis a $10 million offer. I'm getting Mark Sears a $10 million offer. And I'm giving Braden Smith a $6 million offer, and I'm single-handedly picking him up in a private jet from West Lafayette and filming it all so that I can piss off Matt Painter and Purdue fans. It would be a story. We'd have like Amazon Prime documentary scenes documenting all of this. They'd become NIL superstars, and they'd win a national championship.
That's pretty special. I think I should have took more of an approach on that one. I should have just went to the top prospects in the draft. Like I'm paying. I don't even know whatever top. I'm paying Rob Dillingham to come back. I'm paying Dalton Connect to come back.
Yeah, you could. That's good too.
I'm disappointed I didn't think of this. Like you saying that you're going to piss off Purdue fans, especially since I Maynard asked this question. I personally am walking to Cameron Indoor Stadium from my house and filming the journey, and I'm not leaving until I have Cooper Flagg signed to a $10 million contract to come play in Chapel Hill.
See, I like this very much. Because I'm a big Jahmyr Watkins fan, but honestly, looking back on this, not to be critical, Riley, your first move as a Saudi prince was grabbing Jahmyr Watkins. That's a crazy move.
Actually, you know how like last year the LIV Golf merger news broke like on a quiet Wednesday afternoon at the end of the summer? Like, yeah. The best thing a Saudi prince could actually do, especially if it was a North Carolina-funded initiative, is like wait until the end of September and then just quietly steal Duke's entire roster. Like make John Shire scramble with a month to go before the season.
Land a helicopter at Cameron Indoor at midnight. What was it? Countdown to craziness.
Yeah.
As they play every time we touch, you just you open the top of the stadium and just drop a rope to grab Cooper Flagg to get him out of there.
As Boss Man D'Lo's Get In With Me plays, drowning out every time we touch.
Yes. God, that's so good. One more from I Maynard. If the college football game does well, what are the chances we get a basketball game? I think it would be one of the best things that could happen to the sport from a popularity standpoint.
It would be, but like, do you see how long we had to wait for football? Like, I'm just not even, we're not getting basketball until all of our future children on this podcast are probably, I don't know, in middle school or something.
Yeah. Riley, you think it'll happen?
No, I don't. I was a long like skeptic of this college football game even coming back. I thought it was going to be like Dr. Dre's detox that just never happens. And they were going to keep gaslighting you and say like next summer is really the year. And now it's finally here. We're still 2 months out. There's still a chance it doesn't happen. I'm sorry to be like the Debbie Downer in the situation, but hasn't it been rumored to come back for like 6 years now? So
it's coming now. They can't go back.
I think
now.
It will. I know. They're actually going to put it out.
It
but
better come. I had the pre-order out. Like, yeah, now I'm raising hell at EA.
Orders have been placed. Cover athletes got paid. Reese Davis put 10,000 hours into this. It's happening, I think. I don't think a basketball one will happen. Simply put, I don't think there's nearly enough interest in a college basketball game the way there is college football. The old ones were good, don't get me wrong. There also were like some pretty massive problems with them. I still play the Blake Griffin NCAA basketball 10 from time to time. I kept my Xbox 360 so I can still fire that up. I would love it if it was there, but I think I'd be in the minority of people that would love it if it was there. Fam says the love hate between G and the comment section never gets old to me. One of the most polarizing contrasts known to mankind. Yeah, I think so too. I love you, Jeff Parks. I still love you. I really do. How's the golf game looking, G? What's the handicap index goal for, let's say, mid-August of this year? I'm going to expose myself for being stupid for a minute. I don't understand how golf handicaps work at all.
So I don't understand how, there's a formula to how it's calculated, right? But basically, you pay like a yearly subscription to like the golf handicap industry, something, some number, right? Basically, and you enter the score in there every time you play a course, right? And that basically just generates your handicap, which you use when you're basically, if you're playing, you know, another player and you're playing seriously, like you're gonna get strokes and things like that. But if I'm not mistaken, you basically just put your score for the course into the system and then it generates it for you based on, you know, averages, course, all that, all those, all that jazz.
Got it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I get how the system works, or at least I get that there is a system. I have no idea what I am right now or where that baseline would start. So that's me telling on myself for being stupid. I will say I'm probably changing home courses now that I have access to one in my neighborhood. In the past, I've been a member of like the public courses in Kalamazoo that are much easier than the new course. So realistically, I'm hoping it helps the game long term, but there's going to be some ugly scores for me for about a year. It's also, I'm not a member of this course yet. So like, I'm probably going to be paying a shit ton to try and play the course in my backyard. And that's going to be really frustrating because it's not fun to pay $100 to shoot like 112.
Isn't your father-in-law a member there though, or a family member?
He's a member, but even the guests that play with you have to pay $100 per round.
Yeah, but you can, TP picks up that tab, right?
Occasionally.
Okay. All right. I see. This is off topic. This is very off topic, but if I was a father, which I am going to be moving forward, I'm going to be using my child in grandpa and grandma warfare. Like, if my pops isn't taking me to the course, that's good. Don't knock on my door. You're not going to see your grandson. Head on home.
That's good. That's yeah. Fun.
Keep yeah. Pushing.
Yeah. Good move. Guy says, Greg, you have a lot of nerve. I don't know about what, but I just feel the need to tell you off. Carter, keep being you. Thanks, Guy. That was a great use of 10 seconds on this show today. Dreadhead Dev Royal to King says, at Sleepers Media Meetup, and it's a screenshot of Ethan Morton's Dodge yard sale. Riley, you want to go to Ethan Morton's yard sale?
Yeah, let's do it. I know we are all leaving with a lamp and a picture frame.
Oh, man. I'm glad I left my Lion days behind me.
Guy says, thoughts on my top six for fandom this year. Guy has, this is like a recruit trimming his list. Who's Guy going to be a fan of? Last year it was Nebraska. This year it is Memphis, Iowa State, Providence, UNLV, Loyola, and UCLA. Carter, what do you make of Guy's final six?
I think it'd make most sense for Guy to be a UCLA fan. Like, it just, it fits for me. And I can't give you a best reason why, but it, just trust me, it works.
I mean, he has ties to the program too. Like, he is friends with Mick Cronin's son, supposedly.
No, he's making that up.
Maybe. Riley, what do you make of his final six?
As long as Providence and UNLV get cut, I'm cool with it. We don't need another year of Guy's Mountain West propaganda. The Kim English fandom is already getting old. I hope that those are the next two who are cut.
I would also not enjoy it if Guy had to like pretend he liked Memphis basketball season long. That just feels problematic. With that said, Iowa State, he'd be like bandwagon jumping. And I don't like that. That's not like, that doesn't fit the Sleepers MO to like come around when things are great. So I would pick Loyola or UCLA. We obviously are selfish fans of Loyola. We love Drew. So to me, there's ties to both of those schools on behalf of Sleepers Media Guy. Make a wise choice, my friend. His next one, my conference rankings going into next year. He has the Big 12 at the top, Big East, SEC, Big 10, Mountain West, ACC, A10, AAC, WAC, and then the MAC. Riley, he has the Mountain West ahead of the ACC next year.
That's dumb.
Very.
It was a conversation last year. We did a whole segment on it.
Yeah, we did, and it proved to be dumb.
It did prove to be dumb. Jay Hart says, please tell Guy the Mountain West was not good last year. Good timing, Jay Hart. You nailed that one.
It just wasn't.
Jay Hart wants a Discord power rankings, just like a little top 10 every Monday or something. Cart, who would be your Discord power rankings right now?
I'm not going to lie. Dreadhead Dev Royal the King has been pretty special. Dr. Doctor's also been pretty special as of late. I think most underrated, wouldn't sleep on, Boom Fizzle has really made his presence felt as of late. So he's sneaky. I'd watch out for him. But I think currently number one, you got to go Dreadhead.
Okay. I like that shout. Riley, you've been in the Discord. What's your early impressions, Discord power rankings?
Yeah, Fam is a mainstay in the top five. Let me get that out there. He's, no one knocks him off his perch. One through four is Dreadhead, Def, Royal the King with different expressions. Again, that Ryan Gosling comp has gone to my head. I like Regress. I like the vibes Regress gives off. I know I gave him a shout last week. A lot of good contributors. I've been surprised at how much I've enjoyed the Discord.
Oh, that makes me happy.
That makes me happy, but also like, okay, what'd you think about our Discord before, Riley? He expected.
I just didn't know if I was missing that much.
He came into a cesspool of just sleepwalkers.
We also knew that Riley was very like, I knew deep down Riley was like, I don't want to join that. That sounds awful. So like, I'm glad that we got any sort of positivity from him after it actually happened. Some quick shouts from me on any sort of power rankings. I can't believe Melba hasn't been named yet. She's the queen of the Discord. She honestly feels like she runs this place. My top three will always include Ulamog, Fam, and Koi. Those were like the founding fathers of the Discord to me. They've been here since the jump. They've been supporting the shows before the Discord existed, and they really helped everything get set up. Outside of that, man, there's a lot of people I like in here. But I don't know. Like, Doctor is unique and special. Dreadhead, Dev Royal the King is unique and special. I think Dylan Terpstra, D-Terp, unique and special. I love his graphic game. I like Derek McCurr. He's my former coaching rival. G-Fed is a killer. Don't forget, G-Fed is in the Discord. He pops in like once a month with like a random picture from him being at some new NBA arena. It's great. There's just a lot going on in the Discord, and I like all of our members, but those are my early names. We finally made it to Malik's comments today. Malik, I like the setup of Greg's new home and new Photoshop photos. How's it feel sleeping in a new home? It felt good before that question. Is Malik under my bed, Cart?
No, but I will say I struggle sleeping in other places that aren't my home base. Like, it's gotta be a perfect storm to get like solid or better sleep than I get at home court.
Makes sense. I've been sleeping well, but I think I've been like staying up later than I normally do. And I don't know what that's about. There's something weird about this house. Malik says, I stopped reading preseason rankings. They always look like a five-year-old did them. MSU should not be ranked or close to it. Around 40 is fair. We have nothing to show, but Aiken's on paper. Everyone else has had starter minutes. Cart, I'm confused. Isn't Malik normally on the positivity MSU like believe train, but he's saying like we should be around 40?
Yeah. Also, he said everyone on Michigan State has played starter minutes. That's kind of not true. Xavier Booker didn't play starter minutes. Jeremy Pierce didn't play starter minutes. Jay Nakins is the only one. But yeah, I think Malik's playing.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Both sides right here, but he's correct in this take that Michigan State should probably be somewhere closer to like a 37th ranked team in the country.
Yeah, that makes sense. Couple more here. D-Turp says, how much does Michigan State lose to Kansas by in the Champions Classic? Riley, your thoughts?
16.
Oh, Cart?
We win.
Like that energy. I think by like 4. It's a close game. And then Hunter Dickinson after like criticizes the team and says they need to put their egos aside. Rowlett, Texas Boiler says, what is your go-to? Never fail to hit it well. Golf club. Mine's an 8-iron. I've always hit it well. Consistently hit it 150, which can also be problematic. I think we had this question last week. Rowlett may have missed it. Carter, what's your answer?
3-wood.
7-iron for me. Riley doesn't play golf.
There you
have it. that's all the Discord comments today. However, before we get to the topics, I would like to just quickly say the Discord didn't know we were recording this a day early. So because of that, we have missed on Regress's philosophical questions. We have missed on Fam's every Friday, Riley Friday question. Card, if you would be so kind, would you like to take one of those and basically impersonate Regress or impersonate Fam with one of their stylistic questions for Riley so that we can do our due diligence for them?
I can do Fam. Yeah, I can take over Fams.
Okay, you go ahead and do Fams and I'll do Regresses.
Okay, well, first off, happy Bluffs Friday to all those who celebrate. You got to start Fam comments with those. Riley, what are your thoughts about casual shoes to weddings? Are you a guy that you feel like you have to wear kind of, you know, the classic Cole Haan tie-up suit type shoes, or can you go with a casual white sneaker? Is it depending on whose wedding is it? Where do you stand on wedding fits in general?
I think it's more based on, like, if I'm in favor of a casual sneaker, if it looks good with the rest of the fit. And like, personally, I'm of the mindset that if you wear like the slim fit skinny suit or tux pants that like show your ankles, it's a little overkill to wear those and casual shoes. I would probably go with like a tuxedo slipper of sorts, or maybe even like your traditional loafers. But yeah, I think there's still a way to maybe get a more fitted suit that you could rock some Jordans with and or some Dunks, and it would look pretty good.
I agree with your answers on those.
Okay, I'll impersonate Regress here. Apologies ahead of time. I'm going to have to do my best. Riley, what are your thoughts on the controversial figure Genghis Khan? Obviously, he's a very influential figure and a very polarizing figure, best known for unifying the Mongolian steppe after a massive empire that was challenging the powerful Jin dynasty in China. But he was a ruthless dictator launching surprise attacks. Did he bring more bad to the world than good?
You know, I always think, generally speaking, people who go against the empire, I tend to be on their side. I usually say, hey, let's take a second to think about, you know, what's leading to this pushback. Is there an abuse of power that's going on? However, I think Mr. Khan himself took it a bridge too far when he became a dictator. And I even think his rebellion against the dynasty was rather violent in nature, and I don't condone violence really ever. I would say I'm a pretty big pacifist, unless it's like internet violence, of course. Like Carter's violence I'm fine with, but like actual real life violence would not be in alignment with my worldview.
That's a shame, because if real life violence was within your worldview, you'd be good at it because you have large biceps.
Very, very true.
This is true, but a wise man also said you don't want to see Riley doing deadlifts, but you do want to see him in a dark alley. So,
all right, let's get to the show. Before our topics, Cart, who are we brought to you by?
We are brought to you by the good folks over at MyBookie. MyBookie, the official sportsbook of Sleepers Media. Right now, there is a insane first instant deposit match bonus available up to $1,000 by using promo code Sleepers. That's promo code Sleepers to take advantage of this offer. Head over to MyBookie right now. The only place that you should be placing bets. The only place that Sleepers Media places bets.
Riley, we're not just brought to you by MyBookie. We're brought to you by the Lord God. What's our scripture reading today?
So this one, we're sticking in the Psalms. I know I've been going a lot back and forth between the Psalms, the Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, the wisdom literature of the Old Testament. This one comes from Psalm 119, written by David. It's actually the longest passage in the Bible, but I'll just read a quick excerpt. It says, "I ponder every morsel of wisdom from you, you being God in the sense. I attentively watch how you've done it. I relish everything you've told me of life. I won't forget a word of it." Something I found myself needing to cling to just when, temptations of this world, glorifying money, popularity, status, reputation, etc. When those tempt me, reel me in, I try to go back to this and remember the wisdom of the Lord. So that's your scripture reading for this Riley Friday. And Sleepers, you've been awakened.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
That one hit different today. That's like that. I needed like a humbling verse today, and that was that. Like, you didn't know I needed that, but that's good.
Hey, glad to provide that. Highly recommend Psalm 119. It'll take you a while to get through it, but there's a lot of good stuff in there.
Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. I have taken the name of Jeff Parks in vain. Let's get to the show today. What do we got for topic one?
Okay, this one, I'm not entirely sure how it's going to play out, but I'm proud of myself for coming up with it. It has a slight NBA spin with a college basketball twist. We're looking at the four teams that remain. We have the Indiana Pacers, who just blew a game against the Boston Celtics the day before we recorded this. We have those aforementioned Boston Celtics, Dallas Mavericks, Minnesota Timberwolves left. With this final four of NBA teams, if you could add one player who is draft eligible to this team and they have them for the rest of the playoffs, who would you pick? And this can be anybody as long as they have not announced they're going back to school.
This is fun.
So you have options here. You could go with like the upside guy who maybe puts it together by the end of the finals if you think your team can make a run, or maybe you go for the immediate contributor who you think is NBA ready now. So any of those four you want to start with.
This is fun. This is really, really fun. Cart, where are you at? You want to go first or you want me to jump in?
I want to go first.
Okay.
I want to go first here. And Riley, just to make sure I'm staying on track here, only the teams that are currently still in, right?
Yeah.
So four teams. All right.
You can consider matchups as well. Like this team would even help us get through the conference finals into the finals, or this part would help with that.
Ooh. You know what? Okay. If I am the Timberwolves, there's different options. You know what? I want Stephon Castle. I want Stephon Castle on that team. I think that with the defensive players that they already have and the great defensive team that they are, I think Stephon Castle could add to that same kind of mindset. And also a Stephon Castle, Anthony Edwards, like Jay McDaniels lineup entices me very, very much. So, yeah, I think I'd add Stephon Castle. Let him take a run at Kyrie. Let him take a run at Luka Doncic. See how that works out. Have them visit Castle Island, see what it's like. I think Stephon Castle would be the first add to the Timberwolves for me.
Do you want to do all yours? I feel like that makes more sense than like jump team by team.
Yeah, I can do all mine.
All yours if you have them.
Yeah, I can do that. Mavericks. Who do I want to add to the Mavericks? Okay, I'm good at big, to be honest with you. Lively's good enough. Mm-hmm. Like PJ Washington. They need a guard off the bench. I think that can kill a little bit. You know what? I'm going to take Cody Williams. I'm going to take Cody Williams for the Mavericks. I think that he's versatile enough. He can do a lot of things. I like him. My backup would have been Rob Dillingham just because – philosophically, going from Kyrie on the floor to Rob Dillingham on the floor just works for me. Just made me feel warm and fuzzy inside. But I'll take Cody Williams for the Mavericks. Now to the Eastern Conference. I'm taking, for the Pacers, give me Dalton Connect. I want Dalton Connect on that team. Somebody besides Aaron Nesmith, like starting at that wing role. And I know Nesmith does some things, but like, give me Dalton Connect. Maybe give some of Andrew Nebhard's shots to Dalton Connect as well. And then the Celtics. Where do I want to go with the Celtics? Give me Zach Edey on the Celtics.
Taco Fall, but if Taco Fall was good.
Yeah, that rounds it out for me. I think Zach Edey, give him a nice little post presence. Al Horford can play the four. They don't got Porzingis right now. Give me Edey at the five.
Okay. Quick question for me. Are we doing are draft eligible players that didn't play in college available for this exercise, or are we only doing college players?
Yeah, you can do international guys or G League guys if you want.
Okay.
I know you're putting Bouzelis on somebody's team.
Yeah, that's the one it's like if I'm not doing Bouzelis, I'm putting Reed Shepard on one of these teams, and I really am trying so hard not to do that. Riley, if you have yours prepared, let's do yours first. I'm still working through mine.
Yeah, I can share mine. So for the Wolves, I kind of went the opposite mindset of Carter with loading up on defense with Castle. I kind of thought with the Wolves were good on defense. I just want to give a shout out, like, Karl-Anthony Towns was a menace on Jokic, and I didn't know he had that in his bag. Just a sidebar there. But I'm throwing Jared McCain on the Wolves because just in that game seven, I know Nickeil Alexander-Walker can do things other than shoot. Like, he's really improved his defense as well. But he was missing everything, and I know they still won the game, but I'm just putting, like, a pure shooter on that team who can do a little bit with the ball in his hands. For the Mavs, I'm putting connect on that and just leaning all the way into offense, pace, and space. I think some lineups with like Luka, connect, and Kyrie, you might get shredded defensively, but you're going to run, and like score at will. Celtics, for me, this is the one that like probably my least favorite of the bunch that kind of highlighted like how weak this class actually is. Because generally speaking, I've sort of been like, oh, this class has some like late first round, second rounders who can be playoff guys. I was looking up and down for a stretch four to maybe give some shooting to the front court in light of the Porzingis injury. And the best I came up with was Alex Caraban, which like that's not a slight on him. I think he probably could be a rotation piece for a playoff team in time. But give me someone who's a winner, who improved as a defender. I went with Zach Edey, partially for the Indiana connection, but partially just so you have a big you can trust when Miles Turner's off the court. And I don't know if I'm tripping on this, but one of my biggest takeaways from these playoffs is like Miles Turner is low-key a star. I think he's been so good. Like every time I've watched the Pacers, he's been shooting at a high clip. He's been defending really well, which like with his floor spacing there even makes me think, and his ability to like he was guarding Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown in crunch time in game one. It makes me think there's a chance you could play him and Edey together in spurts as well.
I thought about Edey for Indiana. I did. Ultimately, I went away from it, and I'll speak on it. But yeah, just keep him in the state of Indiana is fun. This is a fun exercise. It also, I think, shows like it'd be hard to be an NBA GM. I wouldn't, especially with this draft class, I wouldn't really enjoy the task of trying to navigate this lottery. A lot of the names on my list are names that you guys have already mentioned, but I think I landed on different teams for basically all of these, unless I misheard you guys. For the Mavs, I want Stephon Castle. I don't think Dallas has a premier defensive guy at all. I think when you have Luka and Kyrie and a rim running big and lively, your offense is what it is. It's going to be great. So They need a dynamic guy to go guard Jason Tatum in the finals. They need a, like, who could even do that? Stephon Castle could immediately come in and do that and still be like a fourth option type play finisher off of what Luka and Kyrie creates. For the Wolves, I think you got, Cart, you flip-flop these. For the Wolves, I like connect with Minnesota because, again, he gives them what I think they don't have outside of Ant and the two bigs. Like, I don't love all the other wings that they play. Like, McDaniels has been hooping, but to me, like, just a pure no-brainer 40% plus shooter, being able to play off Ant's gravity and the bigs that are there. You put him on the floor with Towns. That's, like, two elite floor spacing guys around Ant and Gobert. So I put connect on Minnesota. To Indy, I did think about Edey. This was the closest one I was flip-flopping on. And then I thought about Bouzelis. I landed on Reed Shepherd. And here's why. Indiana's whole thing is like super fast possessions, no wasted dribbles, shots, and like keep the ball moving. I don't think Zach Edey could play in that system. I think that you basically need to scrap the entire system for Zach Edey, and I don't think they want to do that. So Reed Shepherd is the most cerebral guy in the lottery. Like he's a quote-unquote great decision maker who doesn't pound the rock over and over in ISO possessions. Like, he will play within the system. And worst case scenario, he's a way better TJ McConnell, who's already like playing really good minutes for Indy. I think that would work. And then for the Celtics, I don't trust Porzingis to stay healthy. So I just want a big that I think makes sense. And I actually went Donovan Clingan instead of Zach Edey for Boston here. You don't need a go-to first option post scorer if you have Tatum and Brown. You need the switchable, can guard the perimeter, elite shot blocker. And to me, he could play with Porzingis. They'd be special defensively. He could play the center by himself and fit around the killers. Those are my answers.
Lifelong Celtics fan too, so that fits. Actually, I think he's from Boston or Massachusetts, actually. So like,
he's from outside of Connecticut.
Yeah, so
I think he's basically the same thing.
Perfect fit.
There you go. Fun exercise, Riley. That was a great topic. Thanks for bringing it. What do we got for number two?
So the day that we're recording this is May 22nd. To give the listeners a peek behind the curtain, a week from today is the deadline to withdraw from the draft. And I wanted to look at the most important draft decisions for the college basketball landscape and talk about what the ceiling of their team becomes should they return. And we can pick portal guys as well and get into a little bit of like how they might raise the ceiling of their new teams.
Okay, so are we picking off us? Are we just going off the top of our head about players we think are good, like are the biggest decisions, or do we?
Yeah. I have a list of guys who are in the draft but haven't officially announced the return yet.
Okay, how do we do? Greg, should we go? Should we go off the list of Riley's, or do you have off the top of your head, like, or should we do like three each? How should we operate on this?
I don't have anything quick off the top of my head. I feel like three each is probably good.
Okay. Well, I think that I'll go first on this one because I think this should be on all of our lists. I think it will be on our list. Mark Sears is number one. If Mark Sears comes back to Bama, I'm actually listening to arguments for Alabama preseason number one. I 100% would with, you know, what they've done to transfer portal. They got Grant Nelson back. They got Amarui back. I'm assuming Stevenson, who's also in the draft, is going to come back. The looking on like how the stuff has been, you know, draft boards and things like that. But if that team gets Mark Sears back, like they're already certified top 10 team, in my opinion, not certified top five. I'd be putting Bama somewhere up near the top three if Mark Sears comes back.
He was my consensus. He's my number one. I'm assuming he'll be consensus number one.
Yeah, he has to be. He would be number one. He's the only guy that swings a national level for college basketball next season. Like if he's back, Alabama's top five team. If he's not, they are more like 10 to 15.
Makes sense. Okay. I'm gonna say my second one and see if it's the same as y'all. Y'all can go the other way. I know this might not be the best player, but I think this might be one of the most impactful if they come back. It's Alex Caravan at the four for UConn. If they're able to get him back, Alex Caravan will be, you know, I think he'll have another amazing year. He brings winning to the team. He knows how to win. He's one of those extension of Hurley type players. He'll shoot the ball in extremely high clip. He'll defend in a high clip pass. He does everything really, really well. And I honestly think there's like maybe another even level for Alex Caravan, like maybe with some more, you know, touches or maybe stuff maybe ran for him. I think that he could, you know, maybe even assert himself more as a scorer. But if they are able to get back Caravan, I think that'd be really amazing for UConn. And I would certainly fill a hole that I think is currently in the front court. Because right now they got Samson Johnson coming back at the five. They got Terrace Reed out of the portal. That four spot is a little bit more iffy, I think, on who could play there. So Alex Caravan, I think, is going to be a massive decision as well.
No qualms on that one either. He was definitely in my top three.
Also, like, it may be one of the most crucial roster building decisions there, because Hurley has basically said, I'm not even looking at the portal until Caravan is officially gone. And by the time, like, if Caravan drags this out, by the time he's gone, there's not going to be a ton of options left. So it could be a situation where UConn bit a little bit. But yeah, I like that one. I feel like those are actually the consensus top two. Let's for our third one each, let's come up with one that if somebody else takes, you have to come up with a different one.
I'm gonna go for no one takes mine. This one is one that is different from the other ones because I'm assuming that this player is not gonna return to the school. Like they're actually gonna test the transfer portal out. And it's not who I think you guys think I'm gonna say. It's Christie for me. That was my third.
I was just workshopping what teams Cam Christie could go to and make them a top 10, top five team.
Oh, I thought for sure y'all were gonna pick somebody else. I thought I'd be fine picking, but yeah, no, it's Cam Christie for me. I think that obviously he had a really good freshman season. I don't think that he's going to go back to Minnesota. And I think that if he enters the portal, I hate to do this, but like if the AJ Hogarths of the world are getting 800K from Vanderbilt, there's going to be a team out. Like there's a lot of BYU throwing like money at guards and things like that. Illinois could probably use another wing player if Christie becomes available and they still have some money left over. I think that
he could be in for one, a huge payday, and two, he'll be really, really good. And we can never, ever forget, as long as Gregory is on this here podcast, getting NBA players to come back for a second year always work out well.
Yep. Yeah. There's some guys you could consider on this list that are like older, like, which arguably that's different to me, Cart, from what you're talking about. It's more powerful to me if you're a freshman with a decision to go pro because your talent level is a little higher. If you're a dude who played 4 years in college, it's like, well, should I go or use the COVID year? That means a little less to me than what Christie could be if he comes back. Go ahead, Riley.
Yeah, I was just looking at some teams that need a wing. I think if the SEC teams get involved, like Auburn or Tennessee, both of them need a little extra shooting boost, could use some help at either the two or the three. I would like both of them as top 10s if they got Christie. I think if Caleb Love, I know we could discuss him for an important decision. If he moves on and Arizona brought in Christie to play at the two, that would be special. If Caravan moves on and Hurley just wants to slot his guys down a position and put Liam McNeely at the four, you could put Christie at the two or the three. And yeah, that would be incredible. Yeah. The more I think about it, Cam Christie sort of seems like a no brainer top three most important, but I'm interested to see who else we can come up with.
I mean, the other one, if it's not Cam, it would be Coleman.
Yeah.
That's where I figured y'all were going to go.
Yeah. But that's the cart. I think you correctly addressed that. I'll throw a third random one out. The guy who I think will benefit most if, like, let's say Christie and Hawkins stay in the draft, the guy who benefits the most for me becomes Jameer Watkins. And I think we're probably going to get a point here where Jameer Watkins ends up getting overpaid. And that's not to say Jameer Watkins isn't a good player, but I don't think he's as good as Coleman Hawkins. And I don't think he's as good as Cam Christie. And if he becomes the only guy that's still there for Illinois and North Carolina and others to do a bidding war over, he's going to get like a $2 million offer, which is crazy. He doesn't deserve the offer compared that other guys will, but like that he's probably the best player available in the portal if the other guys go pro.
Yeah, I'll give one more shout. And yeah, I'm with you, Greg. We don't really need to belabor the point of Coleman anymore. We've talked about him a ton, like on different videos and different pods. This one, Cart, LeBron voice, Carter, this is for you. Jaren Stevenson. I know we're in lockstep on this guy. I think Stevenson is an absolute stud. He's 6'10 with a ratchet. Like his whole thing, because he played in Pittsburgh, which is like 10 minutes outside of Chapel Hill. The knock on him in the prep school ranks was always like his competition level is not good. He's played at like a 3A public school, never went to a prep school. His dad was his high school basketball coach. Is he going to translate when he gets playing against guys who can match his size, match his athleticism? He's always been super skilled. He's always had like been known to have like a decent handle for his size. And I think he shot only like 30% from three last year. But I keep going back to him hitting five threes in the Elite Eight against Clemson and thinking that I don't think that of a stretch to say he's the best player in Alabama's front court. I love Jaren Stevenson and
better than Grant.
True. I forgot about Nelson. Maybe that's a bridge too far, but I think he can be special.
I'm with you there though. He is really good. The only other one that I'd send a shout to, I wish he was in the portal again, but like if Hunter Salas comes back for Wake Forest, like you're getting a first team all ACC guy back.
Yeah,
and I don't know if he's made an official decision. He's listed as in limbo according to our good friend Jeffrey Borzello. So
there's a bunch of guys that I think
I
think there's some guys that are making the wrong decisions also, which is a different topic, but like just I want Bub Carrington back in college. Like, why couldn't that kid have portaled and been, like, awesome for a team? You know what I mean?
Well, he's getting first round buzz, though. That kind of makes sense. But, like, yeah, it's honestly the one that makes me most upset. Like, I was very, very ready to see Trey Alexander just be, like, the guy with the ball in his hands all the time with, like, no Shireman or no nothing like that. I thought it would have looked amazing. And it got caught back. Like, that would have been really, really good. But it seems like he's adamant on staying in.
I think everyone's getting first round buzz though. Like, there's probably a mock out there with you in the first round right now. This draft stinks.
I wish there was. Riley, I can't believe you're losing Harrison Ingram so he can go be the 44th pick.
I know. He said he's only coming back if he gets hurt in the combine or workouts. I wish he was coming back, but
Riley about to show up to the combine workouts with a hammer. What's our final topic today?
This one, let's call our shots now. I want to look at the Power Four in the Big East. Each pick a team that didn't make the tournament this past season that we think gets in this year.
Was that some Big East slander from you? They don't crack the Power Five?
I just feel like I needed to clarify because Power Five used to mean like the usual suspects plus the Pac-12. Like the Big East is on that level. That was no slight toward them.
So the five big conferences.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
Or the four big conferences and the Big East.
Let's see here. I did not have Big East talk on my Riley Friday bingo card, but I kind of like it. The one that comes to mind first for me, right? What did I do, Greg? You got that look like?
I think you misinterpreted the topic based on that sentence. I think, unless I misinterpreted the topic, this isn't a Big East specific topic.
Oh, it isn't.
No,
we're going through every conference team that didn't make the tournament last year that makes it this year.
Oh, gosh.
For the top five leagues.
Okay. Ooh, I got to think. Greg, can you go first?
Yeah, you also, we can start in the Big East if you want, Cart.
I would love to start in the Big East if you don't mind.
Okay, let's start in the Big East. There's a lot of options here because, shit, what, three teams made it last season?
Riley, did you lose Greg right there?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. It's frozen on mine.
I can still hear you guys. Am I back?
Now you're back. You were frozen / I couldn't hear you.
Sorry, boys. Sorry, podcast listeners. Let's try this one again. I'll start in the Big East. There's a bunch of options. The first one that comes to mind for me is... it feels so gross, but I think it's St. John's.
No.
I think Kadari no. Richmond. Kadari and Rick Pitino get there. I think they do.
Okay. Rick Pitino. Slick Rick's going to keep tricking folks, huh?
Yeah. I went with Xavier because I didn't want to pick St. John's.
That would have been my pick as well. I think Xavier's going to get there.
Xavier after...
Is Zach Freemantle still playing basketball?
Yeah, Fremantle's still there, but they got Ryan Conwell.
They got Conwell. They got Maddox.
Ryan Maddox.
Fremantle's like a top three sell on Xavier next season. He hasn't hooped in 4 years.
Yeah, but he's like 29.
I get there's Rick Pitino questions, but like Kadari Richmond's really good.
How long until Pitino calls Kadari Richmond fat, though?
It's not going to happen because Kadari. No.
February. Yeah. February at the latest.
Okay, let's do the Big Ten. Wait, did Riley give one?
Low-key, a lot of choices here.
You were on board with Carts for the Big East, right? I didn't skip you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No. We're on board on Xavier.
Okay. Yeah, lots of choices in the Big Ten. Sorry. It's Indiana. Duh, Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana felt the safest to me. Although I would listen to a case for Maryland. I listened to one for Michigan. I've listened to one for Ohio State. Maybe like even UCLA or Rutgers, if you felt passionate about those, I wouldn't fight you.
Yeah, I think the consensus on this has to be Indiana. Just because I feel like that's the easiest bet. My second choice would have been one of Maryland or Rutgers, though.
I would choose Rutgers as my backup, but... Yeah.
Wow. Rutgers over Michigan?
Yeah.
But what is Dusty going to do when he sees a hole on the roster, Greg?
Well, he's going to fill it. I can promise that. The man going to fill it. Yeah, I don't know. This came out on yesterday's episode, or Wednesday's episode. I'm a little tentative on Michigan right now. My bold prediction for them as a team was that they missed the tournament. So I got to double down on that. I think they'll be good, like Seton Hall, like good competitive team, but just year two is the year it comes together. Let's move to the Big 12 here. Loaded, and a bunch of teams made the tournament last year, so good luck picking one. Cart, what do you think?
I think I have to double down and bet on myself here. I'm going to pick Kansas State. I'm going to think that the collection, the combination of Doug McDaniel and Achora Chor, with some other pieces that they've got, hopefully it's not the talented losers that continue to lose. Hopefully it's like their talent starts to show, so it leads to wins. And maybe like a little bit Jerome Tang, remind folks, you know, what he can do when he dips into the transfer portal. So, I think I'm going with Kansas State.
Greg?
I see Greg's voice. I see Greg's face making it, but I'm not hearing anything from him right now. But I can see his facial expressions.
Maybe I incorrectly heard you. Did you say Doug McDaniel and leads to wins?
Yeah. He's away from the toxicity of his former program.
It was the program. It was the program that led to him not being able to play away games. Yep.
Doug is good, man. Doug is really good. Like
talented. He's talented. He's
really talented. He's good. Just don't even say the talented. He's good.
He's really
We've come a long way from Greg wearing his Nazir McDaniel shirt, and it kind of makes me sad, but
I love Doug. I will always love Doug, but you got like, sometimes you need tough love. You need to be accurately honest about who people are. Like he's a problem child. I love him. He's my problem child. I want to see him succeed, but acting like he's going to lead to wins because he just needed to get out of Ann Arbor, I think it's crazy.
All right, Greg, you probably know who I'm rocking with for my choice. My Cincinnati Bearcats.
Yep.
Dylan Mitchell Hive, breakout season year three. Simas Lukosius on the wing, Dan Skillings. Of course, we have Jizzle James running the point, son of the Edge, legendary running back for the Indianapolis Colts. They get it done.
That's my pick as well, although you did lose me at Dylan Mitchell breakout year. But I'm going to ignore that part and agree with everything else that you said. Let's do the ACC next. Once again, a lot of options here in the ACC. I feel like this is begging us to take Steve Forbes, but Steve Forbes doesn't make the tournament.
Hey, Riley already knows. Ooh. Riley already knows what time it is. Bill Bethea season, Nigel Pack season, we're back.
I was going to say, Cart, let the people know about Jahlil Bethea.
They're just going to find out who's going to be the best. Actually, you're going to hate that I'm going this far, Riley. You are going to hate this. In a conference that is going to have some really, really good guards in it, Jahlil Bethea might be the most talented guard in the ACC.
Most talented, I'll give you.
That might lead to best. RJ Davis better have himself a summer.
Not ready to go best, but most talented. No qualms with that.
I'm just saying.
I think there's a way better, funner, safer option than Miami. It's the Ville. It's Louisville. I think they probably have the third best roster in this league, and I don't think it's particularly close. If they don't make the tournament, to me, that would mean Pat Kelsey like grossly mismanaged something along the way.
Yeah, Louisville is my second choice. I really like what they've done. If you want to hear more thoughts on that, listen to the State of the Program on Louisville dropping. It'll be live by the time the people are listening to this. Second plug for that series.
You gotta love it. Final big conference, the SEC. And there's not a ton of options in the SEC. So where you want to go with this one?
I think I'm going to buy Chris Beard's stock and go with Ole Miss. I mean, he did enough in the transfer portal. I think he's good enough of a basketball coach. I think he will get them there.
Riley?
I like Ole Miss as well, but I think the top choice is Arkansas.
I forgot about Arkansas. Damn.
Yeah, too much talent to miss it. Not going to say they're going to get any wins based on what Cal's done like the last half decade, but I think they get in pretty easily.
I'm glad you said Arkansas because I forgot they existed. In my head, they were just a tournament team last year because it always was until the implosion. I like both, though. I think both Ole Miss and Arkansas end up in the tournament. Good picks, guys. Okay, fun. Fun segments today. Riley Davis crushing. Look at that. One big thing presented by nobody. Riley, what do you got?
So this one is tangentially related to my first topic of NBA teams adding a college player. Rudy Gobert is just tall. He is just tall. He is like, and I don't think I'm going to get any pushback on this because I know for a fact Rudy Gobert has zero stands. This revelation hit me also in game 7 as I'm watching him play in drop coverage. And every time it's his responsibility to even like step up and contest a shot, he looked a step slow, looked uncoordinated. I thought he was the third most impactful defender on his team behind Jaden McDaniels and Karl-Anthony Towns. And I see why so many people don't like watching him. He could not be less fun to watch on a team that otherwise is very fun and who I like cheering for. Mm. So that's for all the NBA fans who say the college basketball product sucks, which, yes, sometimes it does, but it is still our stinky product, and we love it. And don't direct your just tall agenda at Zach Edey. Look in the mirror, look at your league, and just put it on Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, that was a wild, wild movement. Also, never, ever caress your mic like that ever again,
please. Okay, all right.
I will say this. I'm not a Rudy Gobert stan, but I guess you're forcing me to just do this. He's more than just tall. Let's not do Rudy like that. Let's not do him like that.
He's tall and has long arms. Is that better?
Rudy Gobert is kind of cold when you think about it.
Really?
Okay, I don't feel good about defending this anymore. Greg, what's your one big thing for today?
My one big thing is I want to give a shout out to the hunks, the college hunks hauling junk. They did a great job. This is actually not a joke, and it's not a bit. And I know that it like, sorry, Jeff, I'm sorry. It kind of toes the line of bits that I do. But not a bit. College hunks hauling junk crushed it in our move. We hired them on Saturday, which was the formal day that we were bringing all the big stuff over. Like, it took them like 3 hours to load up a huge U-Haul type truck with our beds, with our dressers, with our every possible thing that was so heavy that we couldn't lift it. And just in and out in like 6 hours, it was done, and it was in new spots looking great in the new house. It was a tag team. It was three guys, and I like them. I would watch like a sitcom of these three guys. Like, their personalities meshed really nicely. Visually, they complemented each other really well. Like, we had the super strong one, and then we had like the bro you want to get beers with, and then we had like the kind of overweight one. It just worked really, really nice. I gave them donuts. They loved the donuts. And one of the hunks, this probably like really does toe the line, one of the hunks was like my boy by the end of this. Like, I pulled up to the old house and he was moving stuff out of our basement, and he was like, yo, that Trey Burke picture is so sick. Like, I remember exactly where I was when that happened. And so we started chopping it up. By the end of this, found out he works at Home Depot along with college hunks hauling junk. His name's Aiden. He listens to the pod now. I know his family. He grew up in Nashville. Now he's here. Shout out to Aiden. I'm coming to Home Depot in a couple days to see you. You, my boy. We'll chop it up and get some beers when you're back at Western.
Wow. Just love the camaraderie that College Hunks is leading to. Shout out to College Hunks. You just did free promo, Greg. I was told not to do that on here anymore. But
listen, I'm not promoting the company. I'm promoting the hunks themselves.
Got you. Big hunks guy. Okay. My one big thing is that with the recent, like, why are you guys always political in your podcast, it has me thinking, like, what would be some of my first moves if I was president? And if I was president, I think one of my first, you know, royal decrees or whatever you want to call it would be that I would make tucking shirts into jeans illegal in all settings. I don't want to see you tucking your shirt into your jeans. It wouldn't be anything serious. I don't want anyone doing like hard time at Rikers if it happened, but like, if you know how people get parking tickets, like, I want a citation if you are tucking your jeans or tucking your shirt into your jeans in any setting.
I'm okay with that.
I'm so sorry to Talbot, because I know that Talbot definitely tucks his shirt into his jeans, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does on occasion.
Sorry, Talbot. I apologize, my brother, but it's just the way I feel. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, that was a very versatile one big thing trio. Good job, boys. Great show. Thanks to everybody for listening. I'm still really sorry about everything, Jeff. I hope we can get through this. Have a great weekend. We'll be back next week.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.